Good morning. I am Millie Malarkey. I have attended at least 12 General Assemblies, and this one had the biggest impact by far. Ever since I heard our former minister, Peter Luton, say that we must change, or we will be just an older, whiter, deader church, I have been thinking, reading, pondering what a multicultural East Shore would look like, would feel like. At this GA, every single session I attended was led by both white and people of color. The difference was subtle, but powerfully transformative. Sunday morning, Reverend Marta Valentin's amazing sermon topped off my experience. It may sound corny, but I had the feeling of glimpsing the holy land of a multicultural Unitarian Universalist community, and it was wonderful.
Good morning. I'm Paul Burens. Well, that was my first GA and a half. I attended a radically inclusive pathway to membership and got some excellent new ideas to grow our membership. I attended Paula Cole Jones's Sophia Foss lecture on building a community of communities, a tame title, but it was an intellectual tour de force, an explanation of moving from critique to an integrated conception of our future. She sold me on the eighth principle promoted by Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism as well. The Ware lecture by Richard Blanco was fabulous. His reading of his own poems was brilliant and spiritual and deepened my understanding of all art. Chris Crass's conversations with white men about white supremacy was eye-opening as well. I bought two of his books and three others during the GA, so I have lots to read. We white men can get free of white supremacy with awareness, self-examination, practice, and community-building work. This is our job. Time spent with my fellow East Shore folks was relationship-building and rewarding. I also attended the UUSC President's reception for us larger donors to the UUSC, the Service Committee. My brother John is on the board, and for his birthday, he asked for donations to the UUSC. The 2019 General Assembly exceeded my expectations and my hopes as well.
How would you feel if I told you there's a large gathering of white men over in Factoria right now? How would you feel? What's interesting is Chris Crass asked us that question at a session for white men in GA. And 90% of the people in the room were white men, and we all felt as nervous as you did. So that's what it's like to live in the skin of a white man. I got a lot out of that session, as did Paul and others. But I think it might be effective to do some of that work here at East Shore. I'd be happy to lead a workshop. Basically, Chris Crass reminded us of our common values, about our common stand against bias, and he enlisted us to become outspoken, enthusiastic supporters for justice and progressive role models, particularly for young white boys. So just to share, my favorite moment at GA included the worships and general sessions. That, like Millie, I was just stunned how everything was led by marginalized folks. And it was particularly striking when a young black man said, "I am now an unapologetic black Unitarian Universalist."
Hi, I'm Brace Colton. Wow, what an uplifting, invigorating spiritual experience it was for me as a first-timer at this GA. I really felt the power of we. When seeing 2,700-plus Unitarian Universalists from all 50 states, plus other countries, all together in a room on the first morning, singing familiar and new hymns together. And when seeing Louise Wilkinson and Barb Claggett carry our ESUC church banner in the opening ceremonies parade, and again during the Sunday morning worship, the most powerful experience I had was listening to Reverend Marta Valentin's sermon entitled Meditations of My Heart, It Is Time Now. Reverend Valentin spoke of our faith being in a delicate turning, turning away from exclusion and oppression of marginalized groups in our faith, and turning towards inclusion and empowerment of those groups. A delicate endeavor. We will make mistakes, apologize, and repair. This is where we Unitarian Universalists are, in an ever-turning, never-ending path towards living into our principles. The service, the message, it all felt so very right and true.
Hello, I'm Don Derenberger. I'm Spokane. 2019 was my first time attending GA, and I enjoyed it a lot, especially the people there. I met a previous East Shore minister, Joan Montagnus, as well as member Mary Lou Lewis. And I got reacquainted with four people whom I had first met last year at the Fort Worth, Texas UU Church. In one small session conversation, a member of the Anchorage congregation described their successful advertising campaign on the local NPR station. Following another small session, an African-Canadian, Beverly, explained north of the border white supremacy to me. Another Canadian woman, Lisa, had an exhibit booth, the UUHystericalSociety.com, and she promoted a lighter side of UUism, in part via Monopoly-style get-out-of-hell-free cards. At another exhibit booth, an African-American author, Dr. David, related a personal experience of verbal attack and sold me one of his white ally boot camp manuals. And at a cafeteria lunch table, Ingrid and I met a delegate, Ed Edelson, from Southbury, Connecticut, who related his town's civic expulsion in 1937 of an impending local Nazi training camp on the edge of town. He gave us a link to an inspiring 50-minute documentary video of this historic, portentous event. With all that, plus a test drive of an electric scooter, I had a blast at GA.
I, as others, was particularly moved by Reverend Marta Valentin's sermon on the last Sunday morning. It was a wrap-up that just, I think, inspired and moved so many of us. She noted that, quote, "For decades, we Black, Indigenous, and people of color have spoken up many times about how exclusionary our faith can be, even as Unitarian Universalism swears it is the most inclusive." Because Unitarian Universalism came out of the dominant culture. People of color have been, as she said, deeply attached to and attracted to the faith and the principles, but suffer from the culture. I went to every session on white supremacy culture that I could find. I know we've had trouble with those words. They do not refer to white supremacists or to all of white culture, but to the part of dominant white culture that assumes white superiority, values individual freedom over communal caring and responsibility, promotes structures that produce efficiency more than relationships, and ties us to the rightness of our opinions rather than to the beauty of each other. It tells us that important decisions must be made by the head, that the heart is suspect, and teaches us not to expose our mistakes or our vulnerable hearts. These behavioral patterns tend to alienate and marginalize people on the edges, and they also hurt the hearts and souls of many of us who benefit from these structures and so perpetuate them. And we do so largely automatically and unconsciously. And that's what makes it so hard to change. But I think there is hope, and GA gave me hope, because I've seen that people who look directly at these cultural traits often wonder why they've lived within these constraints for so long and find great joy in shifting to different ways of doing and being. Reverend Valentine challenged us to be archaeologists of our collective hearts to discover the sacred underneath. And I have great hope that in an exploration of white supremacy culture together, we will all of us find our hearts and souls. We can do this together in compassionate and loving ways. So I got great hope from GA. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Mark Norelius. Thank you. I've been blessed with a wonderful life so far. And now I'm retired, and I'm looking to focus back on what I want to do with this next phase of my life. And I'm always looking to figure out how I want to better live my values. GA was great for me in that way. It was like walking into a kaleidoscope bookstore of options. Now, there were books there, but I'm not talking about books. I'm talking about real live people that were there, the people with the books. They were all on their own exploration, and they were there to share it with me and the other thousands of people that were there. It was impressive to watch it happen. I ended up in unplanned, inspirational conversation standing in line for a coffee. You never knew when you were going to get it. The challenge for me was for which book to pick up. And it's still that. But as I'm doing my search, I felt this incredibly inspirational atmosphere of organized speakers, music, and collaborative activities to support my search. The most important for me, the important piece for me, is that I don't have to do my search alone. There are lots of other people out there on similar searches, and just knowing that is comforting to me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amanda Strombaum, and I was really inspired by GA as well. I could see how hard the UUA is working on being more inclusive and more welcoming to all kinds of people. The workshop that I attended that inspired me the most was one about the process of welcoming, enlisting, and truly roping in new members. Most UU churches, like ours, have a class that you need to attend, and then you sign the book, and you make a pledge, and you become a member. This workshop suggested that there could be many paths to membership that would encourage people to get involved with all aspects of the church before or along with actually joining. And the path sketch is just up there. One of the presenters was a 17-year-old, and she had drawn the pathway to membership. The presenters were from the UU Church in Phoenix, and they came up with a great checklist of ways to get involved and connected. The materials they shared have already been handed over to Nicole and our membership committee, and they are integrating them into our outreach, helping us to become more welcoming and inclusive, and helping our newest members become fully engaged as a result. I like that we're already trying to integrate many of these ideas in our work in Eshore. Thanks.
Well, you have heard from several of the 33 ESUC members and staff who went to the 2019 General Assembly, and everybody gets a little badge. There's some competition into how many ribbons you can have. Actually, you can have ribbons down to your ankles if you want. But we had 33 delegates, or 33 people, they weren't all delegates, in attendance, which was one of the three largest delegations in Spokane, and the largest by far proportionate to our size. For me personally, it was really wonderful to, you know, part of being a minister, the metaphor, you're the shepherd, and I was the shepherd of all these people, and I really enjoy that for 1 week. It was a dynamic, wonderful group. There's a picture of us at the Mexican restaurant, which was a stitch. And that wasn't even everybody. Anyway, among the many who were in Spokane, two also shared the following that you should hear about that aren't among us today. First, Chris Struble commented on the banner parade and all the lovely banners. And you see right there, Barb and Louise carrying our banner in the parade, and how it's exciting, the opening parade, and the exquisite craftsmanship, Chris noted, that went into making so many of them. They're really beautiful. He said, and here I must emphatically agree with him, that he experienced our UUA president, Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, as a wonderful, inspirational preacher and leader, and I couldn't agree more. And he and his wife, Luann, also especially enjoyed a pagan-infused summer solstice ritual they participated in with over 100 other UUs. The congregation should also know that ESUC member Barb Claggett was honored as a recipient of the 2019 Steward of Partnership Award for her 20 years with the UU Partner Church Council. And over those two decades, Barb focused first on our partner church village and other Unitarian churches in Transylvania, and then on the Friendship School connected with our Unitarian partners in Karand, India. Hooray, Barb, we are proud of you. Not much I can add to the testimony of these others that you've heard, but I do want to focus a little on the assembly's theme, the power of we. Now, every year, the GA Planning Committee decides upon a theme, building a new way. Love reaches out, for instance, were the themes in 2015 and 2014. This year, 2019, the theme was the power of we. Event planners invite presenters to meditate and focus on the theme such that the entire week-long assembly hangs together in an integrated, holistic way. And in keeping with the denomination-wide effort to confront white supremacy culture, both in our country and among ourselves, the power of we highlighted the many ways the UUA and America are the richer and healthier when we seek to intentionally include on every level the historically marginalized among us. We are, in fact, doing a better and better and better job of this. And if it's not yet obvious here, it is very, very obvious at General Assembly. And that's, many have said, you know, and it's kind of, wow. This is kind of cool. It is cool. Now, the power of we comes to mind, especially to me, as I contemplate the upcoming 50th anniversary, this coming Saturday, of the moon landing. I don't know, probably some of you, I remember sitting in Jane Lahr's basement watching that whole thing, Armstrong. It took our country, this is the thing, it took our country a little over 8 years, 8 years, 2.5 months, from the time that President Kennedy issued the challenge in May, I think it was May 25th, 1961, to a joint session of Congress. I think we should take the challenge to land men on the moon and bring them home before the end of the decade. 8 years, 2.5 months, they did it. Now, at the start of that program, in May of 1961, the entire country was overtly and intentionally white supremacist. By the end, and by necessity, as dramatically portrayed in the award-winning movie Hidden Figures, those days were over. One of the senior engineers of the Apollo program, I was watching on a PBS special a couple of nights ago said it well when he said, look at that era. There was great turmoil. But look what's possible when we all pulled together. We did something truly bold, and we did it. That's what we celebrated at General Assembly this year. What our Unitarian Universalist movement looks and feels like when we all pull together. And it was, and it always will be, positively thrilling. So may it be always here and across our movement. Amen, shalom, salam, namaste, blessings upon all.